This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 160 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years in Hendersonville, the WHKP years since 1946. One memory that'll never go away is the sight of that burning jetliner hanging in the trees at Orr's camp, and other than the crackling of the intense flames, not a sound. It was a silent crematory. Another memory indelibly described is dated World War II, when I stopped my peep on a hill and observed a fight to the finish between two U.S. lightweight American tanks in a battle to the death with a giant German panzer tank, a Tiger tank. The little American tanks were faster, but were really protected with decent armor only on the front and were woefully outgunned with a larger German tank. In fact, it was like a battle between a tarantula and a rattlesnake that old Geezer Horvath used to amuse himself with on maneuvers in the snake country around Abilene, Texas. And a final memory I'll never forget involves a man, then 71 years of age, my age now, who spent his life working for the Elks Lodge in Hendersonville. The Elks Lodge was scheduled for the very impressive rite of installation of officers on Saturday night, March 6, 1963. The man, Deacon Ira Brad Hughes, was scheduled to conduct the service of officer installation. Deacon Brad was a charter member of the local Elks chapter, former officer of the lodge, and was in charge of conducting the services that night. I was out in the club rooms minding my own business when one of the medium-level potentates of the lodge told me that one of the installation group was not able to be present and that I was going to have to fill in on his duties. Well, I loved the Elks Club during the 30s and 40s and up into the 50s. It was the absolute social center for the community, and though I didn't understand virtually anything I was supposed to know about the official conduct of the meetings, I always was well-behaved and kept my mouth shut. When I was suddenly approached and advised of this sudden new role I was to play, my protestations were answered only with my mentor hanging a special accoutrement around my neck and telling me to sit in a certain chair on a certain platform and don't open your mouth. I did. Now, Deacon Brad Hughes was busy as could be during the installation, going from platform to platform, impressing me with this beautiful ceremonial, and all of a sudden, the deacon fell to the floor. He just laid there for a few seconds, and I was saying to myself, I don't remember this part of the ritual before. Something new's been added. Suddenly, Brother Elks raced from all around the room, bringing oxygen. The EMS was called, and then it dawned on me. Deacon Brad Hughes had experienced a massive heart attack during the ceremony and obviously died instantly, right in front of my station. After just a few minutes, Deacon Hughes' body was raced across the street to Pardee Hospital in hopes of resuscitation, but to no avail. As Deacon would have wanted it, the lodge continued with the installation. And the most common comments I heard for weeks around the Elks Lodge, well, that's exactly the way Brad would have wanted to go. Brad Hughes, he came to Hendersonville in 1925, been in the insurance business all of his life, and in addition to being active in the Grace Lutheran Church, his life was devoted to Elkdom. He was a past exalted ruler, a past district grand exalted ruler. He was secretary of the local lodge for many years. The lodge erected a plaque in Deacon Hughes' memory. It hung right alongside another plaque for C.C. Oates, Uncle Charlie Oates, who was a great mover in the earliest days of the Elks Lodge. The Elks Lodge was formed in Hendersonville with 50 charter members back in 1930. And in 1968, when I.E. Johnson was exalted ruler, the lodge decided it was high time to honor one Sidney E. Powers, who was the first manager and had served as manager from 1930 to 1960. Sid Powers managed by placing emphasis on basic fundamentals. When you were in the club, you would act like a gentleman, or you'd be thrown out. You were welcome to dress casually in the club rooms, but when you went into the dining room, there was obligatory coat and tie. The quality of the food, the excellence in service, was without rival. And bear in mind, during Sid Powers' reign, he had no competition. Even the Hendersonville Country Club closed in the winter months, and most watering holes back then were nothing more than fast food restaurants. A Sunday dinner at the Elks Club was an occasion to remember when the giant bowl of shrimp was placed before you and you could simply help yourself. So BPOE 1616 added another plaque. And Boyce Whitmire said at the dedication that Powers was recognized across the entire state as perhaps the best manager in Elkton. He was a man of great initiative, a man who dedicated his life to this Elks Club. And that plaque dedicated to Sid Powers was added to the plaque for Uncle Charlie Oates and for Deacon Brad Hughes. A classic story about Sid, he was as dedicated a University of Virginia alumnus as R. Lee Whitmire was a Tar Heel. And the annual football game gave rise to long discussions and bickering between the two of them over some sort of bet. Carolina had beaten Virginia perhaps five times in a row, and this one year, Sid retorted to Lee Whitmire, "The only way you're going to get a bet out of me this year is if you give me Virginia and 50 points. Well, with no hesitation, Lee agreed. I'm sure he was planning to brag to everybody. I had to give him 50 points before he'd even make the bet. And would you believe that year Carolina beat Virginia 51-0? It was the last bet between these two, known to the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here. Good sense never to leave him with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.